AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. An independent UN report says there is credible evidence Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have been involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Agnes Callamard wrote the report. She wants further investigation.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks is appearing at a closed-door hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. Committee Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks isn't saying anything.
I think she's fine. I think she is basically relying on the Department of Justice to assert objections every single time it's related to anything during her tenure in the White House. And again, there's no such thing as absolute immunity. The White House is just making stuff up.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says Hope Hicks isn't doing anything wrong.
I think they're asserting the OLC opinion, which is immunity for senior White House officials. This has been in all administrations, not just Republican, not just Democratic.
Meantime, President Trump tweeted the investigation is extreme presidential harassment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ruling out censure of President Trump if the House can't impeach him. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Pelosi says some House Democrats have suggested simply censuring the president, a far less serious move than voting to impeach or essentially indict him.
That's a day at the beach for the president, or at this golf club, or wherever he goes, to get that complexion.
At an event sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor, Pelosi called censure a way out of efforts to see if the president committed impeachable offenses.
If you're going to go, you got to go. In other words, if the goods are there, you must impeach.
Unlike impeachment, censure would not automatically trigger a Senate trial on whether to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The administration's rolling back an Obama-era rule designed to wean the electrical grid off coal-fired plants. This is AP Radio News. For a fourth straight year, General Motors wants to avoid Takata airbag recalls.
GM asked the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to exempt it from recalls that are required under a 2015 agreement between the government and Takata. Takata inflators can explode with too much force, spewing shrapnel into the cabin. 24 people have been killed. General Motors says the inflators in its vehicles are unique to GM and are safe, and none of them have exploded. Its petition has just been posted online by the government. Rita Foley, Washington.
From the people that brought you Pokemon Go, Harry Potter, Wizards Unite.
The magic is all around you. You're caught up in a big story and a big calamity, and you have to join the Statute of Secrecy and all witches and wizards around the world to help return all the secrets of the Wizarding World.
Jonathan Knight with WB Games says the Harry Potter augmented game goes on sale Friday. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.